Welcome to the Rocket Post Game Show. Crittenden County is coming off of a 42-21 loss at Trigg County in the David Sadler Bowl on Saturday night. It was a late night game, the second of a doubleheader. Coach Starnes and Coach Clark are here. And Coach Starnes, this game was much closer than that final score would indicate. It was early in the fourth quarter, and we were driving the ball down, and really had a shot to pull within a touchdown with 10 minutes left in the game, and then of course from there anything could happen. So I know you've got a lot to talk about this game as far as the conditioning and some of the mistakes that we made on penalties, and I'm just going to let you explain what you thought happened in this football game.
Well, Chris, first of all, I have to say that I'm very pleased with the effort of the kids, that they played hard throughout the whole game. And saying that, too, I'm very disappointed in some of our conditioning, that, we're playing probably a quarter and a half before, if not earlier, before some of us are just completely dead. And so that affects us the rest of the game. And it's 2 weeks in a row that we as coaches feel like we're beat up after the game because we're trying to figure out formations, defenses, personnel that dictate a lot of things that we do. So, we're going to go into this week and we're going to look, we're going to challenge some kids. We're trying to get two people ready for each position so we can give some kids rest in between. So I was very pleased with their effort. I was pleased that they played hard, very disappointed in our conditioning. We just get to the point where we just can't go anymore, and they're playing hard. We just can't let ourselves get to that point. The kids are going to have to understand that, they're going to have to come out of the ball game for a series and let somebody else play, and before they get so tired that they can't play anymore, and it starts affecting the things that we do. Because we lose focus on where we're supposed to line up, the assignments we're supposed to have, when we get so tired that we can't hardly move. I was very disappointed in that. We're trying to work better at that. I'm also very disappointed in our lack of communication with one another on the field. For some reason, we're afraid to talk to one another on the field. And because of that, it took us out of some of the things that we did and opened up some things for them. For instance, Coach Clark had a couple of stunts called. We had personnel lined up in the wrong position to play the coverage, and so therefore the person that was supposed to run the stunt, they go out and they cover the position and they run it exactly where the stunt was called, and therefore allowed a touchdown or even two. So it's just frustrating that that we're not doing the things that we're coached to do. We're not doing the things that we ask them to do, and that's our fault. That's coaches' staff fault, and we have to do a better job as coaches to try to get these kids to understand what it takes to win ball games. And so we're very disappointed in that. And as a coach, it's frustrating to us for people to say, "Well, at least you were in the ball game." We don't like that. We don't like to because that's a losing mentality, and we don't want a losing mentality at Crittenden County. So we got some challenges before us. We got a great football team coming up in Union County. They've got some speed. Trigg County had some speed. I felt like that our kids played well, but I don't think that we played good enough to win that ball game.
Going back to the conditioning, we're going into week three of this football season, and obviously now is not a time to try to run the players and then get them into condition. Obviously, you've got very few days in between each game. You can't run them down during the week. So what do you do?
Well, the only thing you can do is find them rest. You got to find them rest throughout the course of the game. So you have to get them more. You have to get more people ready to play. And on a thin roster, an inexperienced roster, that's hard. If you notice out there, when we had three linebackers, three young, inexperienced kids that hadn't played before, linebackers trying to stop Trigg County for us to win ball games.
Now you called a timeout one time. I know they're late in the game, but it's now or never.
We got to get them in there, and just like Coach Clark said. But when they're so tired they can't do it when they get in there, are you better off to have ones that are inexperienced or ones that 50% in there? So that's the dilemma that we're going through right now. Blame it on whatever it is. Point fingers at wherever you need to point. Bottom line, that's where we are. And so what we have to do is, no, we're not going to get them in shape between now and Friday. We're going to get in better shape because we're going to run, but we're not going to get them in the shape that they need. What's going to get them in the best shape for later on in a ball game is if we find kids that are willing to make the commitment, that are willing to learn and practice, that are willing to work hard in practice, that want to be on the field so we can get them on the field and get those individuals in a strategic type way. You have to substitute so you don't substitute a whole group at the same time. So that's what we're looking for. Now what that means is that lack of conditioning is dictating some of the things that we as coaches can do. And so we have to understand that. So we get out there and we're not doing the things that we had success with in the first few ball games. It's because lack of conditioning is dictating the things that we can do. And that's frustrating as a coach.
Coach Clark, I know it's probably the same story for you, but in the first game, you know, against Hopkins Central, your defense gave up, what was it, 23 yards on the ground, something like
20 or 30, yeah.
Yeah, very, very few. And this week, 313. It's just a big difference.
There is a big difference, yeah. That's about 10 times more. And, you know, we're disappointed with the amount of yardage we gave up Friday night. We've always been committed to stopping the run. And, you know, we look like sometimes we were just out there on skates sometimes because, you know, they were ripping us for 6, 7, 8-plus yards, you know, a carry. And, you know, that's something we got to get better at is controlling the line of scrimmage, firing across, moving the line of scrimmage. Our linebackers have to do a better job of scraping and filling their gaps, trusting their reads. You know, a lot of it goes back to fatigue, you know, because, you know, when you get tired, you're not more apt to trust your read, and you kind of slow step it. We notice on some of our pass drops, you know, we're not getting to our spot drops. It's something that we've committed to this year is getting to their spot and being a football player. And, you know, a lot of that's, you know, fatigue. A lot of it is the speed of Trigg County. You know, they got a good football team. But, you know, we had so many missed opportunities. We did not take care of our business Friday night. And, you know, we gave up 6 touchdowns as a result of it. And the thing about it is we got kids that can do the job. We got to make sure that we get lined up in the right spots and we complete our assignments, whatever they may be. And once we get 11 guys doing what they're supposed to be doing, I feel confident in what we can do as a defensive unit.
You know, and also, Chris, you know, we have to change our mentality. And I don't think that we have everybody with the same mentality of we're just going to beat somebody in front of us no matter what, whatever it takes, 100 miles an hour. You know, I don't think we had that mentality. It's that, you know, the first play from offense that we had a lazy step by a lineman that allowed a penetration, and we fumbled the ball on the 5-yard line or 3-yard line. You know, and that's that mentality that we got to get. You know, it's like, I'm starting now, I'm out there, so that's all I need to do. And that mentality is going to continue to get us beat throughout the course of this year if we don't change that. You know, and the reason for that is because you don't have enough people fighting for positions that they know every day they come on the field, they're starting in their first string. That's what's sad, but that's where we are.
Some of the more positive aspects of the game, Stephon Cozart was your player of the game as far as lineman and defense goes. He had 7 solo tackles and 3 assists and a tackle for loss. And then you also had Bobby Knox had 6 tackles, 6 solos, excuse me, and Travis Gilbert had 6 over at the corner, which you don't generally like to see too much. But those guys were getting outside on us, and like you said, they were getting on downfield before we were making the tackles. But pretty good game out of those guys.
Yeah, you know, and Bobby is one of those that probably could have had 12 tackles if he's in shape.
Been on the field a little longer.
Yeah, and Stephon's playing. You know, I watch him and even Grant playing and Devin Clark and you know, those individuals that are playing as hard as they can possibly play every game. And so what we have to do is we have to get those everybody else up to that level and play that way.
Grant just looked exhausted at halftime.
Yeah,
I know. But he's getting a lot more care.
Yeah. He did, but he was running the ball as hard at the end. He did it the first. Whereas some of the guys, when they got spent, they were done. Their drops were affected by it. Their scrapes were affected by it. You know, and you can see that. Their blocking was affected by it. Their stances were affected by it. You can see that. Others are able to continue. They're done. But when that whistle blows, I mean, they're going to play 100 miles an hour. They're not affected by it. You know, they just need a rest. And that's what we look for. And we had some kids like that those individuals that we mentioned, I mean, just play hard every single time. You know, and so what we have to do is get everybody on that same page. And we have the capability. It's just whether or not that we're willing to commit, dedicate, and communicate in order to get that way, to get everybody as a team on that way. We keep preaching it as coaches. We can't do it. We can't do it. The players are going to have to do it. They're going to have to get everybody together. They keep saying they want to win. I believe they want to win. But to get everybody on the same page. You know, attitude-wise, we seemed like that we were praising the attitude of the whole team coming into. Before the first game, we were throwing praise out there. We take what I thought was huge strides in the right direction. And the second week in the season, we take huge strides backwards. And that's frustrating as a coach.
Of course, we're going to have to get on the stick this week. We have Union County, a guy we know very well, Steve Carter, the head coach over there. Sean Thompson's over there. We know a lot of these guys, and they're going to come in. We know what they're going to do. We just going to have to line up and beat them at their game, which is a lot of that's our old game too.
And we know what they're going to do. They know what we're going to do, and it's no secret. And Steve has mentioned to me several times that he has speed. They're going to utilize their speed.
Yeah.
So you can't blame them for that, and we would too if we had speed. What we're going to have to do is make sure we control the line of scrimmage. We have to sustain drives. We have to minimize mistakes. And we have to contain on defense. If we contain on defense, then we have a chance. If we don't contain and we miss a tackle, they have the ability to run 80 yards for a touchdown. So that's where we are, and we understand that, and it's going to take a great week of practice and focus.
We'll talk some more about Union County and the personnel they will bring to Rocket Stadium on Friday with a podcast later in the week. One more question before we get off here today. Brendan Phillips, I know he's such a key part of the team, plays fullback and linebacker, and he's got that turf toe, and he hurt it again on a run, and he didn't play linebacker a whole lot after that, and never carried the ball again after that. What's his status?
Well, his is the same as day-to-day. He didn't run yesterday with everybody else because apparently it's hurting him, and so it's going to be aggravating throughout the course of the whole season, I believe.
Deal with it.
You know, and so what we have to do is we have to understand we might have to get somebody else ready in an offensive position so he can play more defense, or vice versa. We just have to look and see, because trying to just continue to go both ways like that isn't helping him any in his injury. It's the same thing with Zach Tinsley. He's the same way. I'm looking at him in pregame trying to evaluate whether he can play or not, and he's limping. Noticeably, so we're going to have to do the same thing. It's either you're going to continue to aggravate it, we got to continue to do what we do, or rest it so we can get the thing right as quickly as we can get it right. So, you know, we're in that process right now. We're looking at it, I can tell that it's hurting him, and he tries, he wants to get in there, both of them, and it's just, you know, the injury's affecting him. So, you know, we just have to see how it goes day to day.
Couple other guys I want to mention. Daniel Wagner caught a touchdown pass this week from Travis Gilbert on a nice play. Need to work him, I guess, into the offense more. He's coming on. He's a name we hadn't heard, you know, in a while, and it's good to see him in it. And
he caught a big pass to set that up too, right before
and he did against Hopkins Central too. It's just, you know, he's very capable, but once again, it's individuals that are on the field every play that we have to get off the field. And so pride is going to have to allow them to be off the field sometimes so they can get rest. And they have to understand it. They don't necessarily agree with it because they want to be on the field all the time, but they're going to have to trust that we as coaches understand and know what we're doing. And so we will get people off the field so they can get rest throughout the course of the game. So we can keep them as fresh as we can possibly keep them for the late in the game.
Another guy is Michael Holloman. He's closing in on the school record, most consecutive PATs. I think best I remember Andy Hunt, who really keeps up with all that, I think he needs five more maybe. So maybe in the next couple of games if he stays
on
course.
Hopefully. I mean, Mike, he's really worked hard. Yeah. He and his dad, Greg Holloman, is a kicking coach, and he's worked hard, and he gets them out there, works when we're not out there. Of course, he's also in band and chess, and, mm-hmm. and so he's involved in it. And he has his own schedule of when he goes, comes out there to kicks, and sometimes it's not when we're out there. It's on his own. So
whatever's working.
We're going to let Greg continue to keep it up.
And, of course, Grant Gardner was a player of the game on offense. Had another great game, 25 carries, 106 yards. So.
You know, and he's one that, throughout the course of the 2 weeks that we played, he's one that I've heard coaches talk about how hard he runs and stuff like that. And again, he's just going to have to bring everybody else up to his playing level and be a leader and make things happen and try to convince everybody else that this is the way – that we're going to win. If we continue down this path where we're not as a team, we're not one, we will continue to lose. You can have great effort from individuals, but it has to be in a team concept, so you have to put team first. And I don't think that that's happening all the way across the board.
Well, let's bring one Friday night. Come to the football field early. There's a tailgate party. I think the girls' basketball boosters are cooking pork chop sandwiches before the game. Get there early, have a sandwich, and support the basketball program. And we'll see you Friday night at Union County. I'm sure it'll be a packed house. You've been listening to the Greenville Frazier and Pete post-game report.